Welcome to another CheapWineFinder.com podcast. This is Domain Dave. We write up three value price wine reviews every single week and been doing it for just about forever. And that's not an exaggeration. And then when we're done lately, our last few years, we plug in our microphone and we talk about it and talk about things we don't write about. This talking's more fun than writing. And what we have today is the Pirano Estate Illusion Red Blend 2021. It's out of Lodi. And if you're into value price wines, I'm actually like a red blend like this. This is Old Vine Zinfandel, Merlot, Petite Sirah, and Cabernet Sauvignon, and which is all grown in their estate. The back of the bottle says that they only bottled it, but I imagine that's because of LLCs and what have you, that the vineyards are under one name and the wineries under another and the bottling lines under another. But all their technical notes in their website talk about how they make estate wines, and this is one of them. This is one of the artist series. The label is actually very nice. The Illusion. Interesting painting. The label looks really nice. They said there's a work of art on the label and a work of art in the bottle. And that's kind of cool. Lodi is a great place for value price wine. This Lodi is east and south of Napa. It's closer to Sacramento. It's actually in the Central Valley, not the Central Coast. And like the Central Coast is a great place for along the ocean is a great place for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And then there's also places that are really good for Rhone Valley varietals like Syrah and Grenache and Mourvèdre, that type of thing. And then around Paso Robles, halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, they do Cabernet Sauvignon and Zinfandel, little warmer things. Lodi is in the River Delta, and there's all sorts of river valleys flowing through there from the San Pablo Bay, which is the bay that's inside of Oakland and San Francisco. It's on the inside. It's under Napa. That's where Canaros gets to make great Pinot Noir and Chardonnay because it's near the bay. And while this is inland and warm, one thing that really works for them is they have a great differential between, it can get 90 degrees easily during the day, but at night it goes down to 50. And grapes love that. The little grape engines get heated up and they're roaring. And then the night hits and they cool down and go to sleep. And a lot of times there's fog in the morning. It doesn't burn off until 10 and it heats up again. And that off-on cycle allows the grapes to fully develop, all the chemicals inside become complex. You know, if you're making grape jelly, you want them to get ripe as fast as possible, so you want it to be sweet. You're making wine, you want to take your time, you want the complexity. So, and here's Lodi. Well, another thing is, I think this, the Pirano family has been on their lands in the 1880s. I think they first planted a vineyard in the 1880s, and right now the fourth and the fifth generation are making the wines. And it's kind of fun, which I like. They said the father is old school, and they've actually they head prune their grapes, which is the way they do it in Italy a lot of times. It's not really the modern way, but he's still doing that. And the daughter is new school. So, and it kind of hits you in the glass. You get these two different things. You get this sleek and elegant, and you get this rough and ready, but really tasty wine, both in the same glass for a wine I found for $14. That's kind of a nice thing. I'm going to take a sip. And that's what I like. I like it. I don't like, you know, sometimes wines just hit you one way. And that's fine if it's really good that one way. But I like a wine that kind of has some movement to it. They have some interesting winemaking techniques. I wrote about it on the website on cheapwinefinder.com. But they fermented the grapes on the skins. They didn't press the skins and throw the skins away and leave just prevent the juice. The skins were in there during fermentation. Then they did maceration. Maceration is when you soak the skins with the grape juice. So there's a lot of skin contact here, and that there's a lot of flavor in the skins. And then they each one of the different four varietals, they separated, and then the Asian oak, and then they started doing their blending. And you know, the one art, you know, winemaking science, the vineyard's agriculture, but the blending is art. There is no easy way to do it. You just have to be really good at it. You have to know how to flavor it. And this is a really good tasting wine for $13.99, or even at full price at $16. This thing rocks. It'll hold its own with, you know, more expensive wines. So it's kind of an interesting wine. Where it's, how often do you see a wine that is fermented on skins? There's some old school methods here and some new school ways, and 100% malolactic fermentation, which rounds everything off and gives the fruit some really nice rounded flavors, which is nice. And you get some kind of cool spices that are kind of rough and ready, which are nice contrasts. I like this wine, if you can't tell. Go take another sip. So there you go. Lodi is a place to go if you're looking for value. A lot of these, and Veranos have been there for 140 years, and that's more common than you think. One of the reasons wine can cost so much is because land. I mean, it costs $1 million an acre for land in Napa and some places. They've got this stuff forever, so they can make really good grapes, or really good wine, grow really good grapes, make really good wine, because they've had this land forever. And another thing, it's the French like terroir. It's the relationship between the winemaker and the vineyard and Mother Nature's effect on the grapes in the vineyard. And when you've had this land for 140 years, you start to get terroir in a value-priced wine in California. You know, you don't always get it. You know, most of the wineries, you know, I look at start in the 1980s, I mean. That's when the wine you know of as California wine, that's when it took hold. All the big names, not all the big names, but most of the big names started making their wines in the 1980s. That's when they, you know, there's guys who go back 125 years, but the version we know of California wine is 40 years old, 45 years old. So here you go, these guys have been doing it, you know, rustically, but good for a long time. So there you go, this Pirano Estate Illusion Red Blend 2021. It's the artistic series. The bottle looks great. If you're looking for presentation, you're having friends over and you want to bring it out, it looks great. The artwork on the bottle and wine tastes good. So there you go. Our next wine we probably do will probably actually be in December. And we're still going to go upscale. This was affordable upscale. And we're going to keep it cheap, but maybe a little fancy. So adios. Keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to you like we do every couple of days. Bye-bye.